Hello, everybody. It's once again time for that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jim Samaria.
All right. Well, I am Mark Plotnick, and each week we bring you music, insights, and interviews covering the most influential and groundbreaking era for popular music, the 1950s through the early 1980s.
Mark and I are authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today, and the book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day, with words by that cool college man about campus, Mr. Mark Plotnick.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Well, today we are recalling the music that played in college dorms, frat houses, and student unions at Northern Illinois University from the years 1968 through 1970. And the reason is that those are the years I attended Northern University before coming home.
Did you graduate?
I graduated from Loyola.
Oh, did you?
My folks dragged me home after 2 years because I wasn't getting very good grades.
Oh, you?
Me.
Mr. Genius?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. For those of you out there who are a similar age, remember those years as turbulent. There was the Vietnam War, civil rights, political protests, campus unrest, assassinations, and riots. Other than that, there was a lot of fun to be had. But there was also idealism, hope, and activism. And much of it played out in the music of the times.
Yes, that's true, Jim. And during my 2 years at NIU, I was fortunate enough to meet and make friends with people from places and backgrounds quite different from my own. The music we listened to, that we partied to, talked about, and bonded over made for lasting friendships, and that's the basis for today's show.
What I remember about NIU, by the way, is McCabe's. Did you go to McCabe's
on
Lincoln?
Yeah, you know what? You didn't want to go into McCabe's because the townies did not like the college kids. There were always fights going on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, I didn't go to NIU, but a lot of my friends did, so we would meet up at McCabe's.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to the music. There's just too many songs to cover in 1 hour, so here's the deal. Today we're going to focus on the soul and rhythm and blues songs that are in constant rotation in the dorms, the frat houses, student unions during Mark's NIU years. And at a later show, we'll probably cover some rock, pop, folk, and blues songs.
Yes, we will. Today's show is dedicated to my lifelong NIU friends Terry Grider and Rob Van Tiel. I met these Chicago Southsiders in 1968 when we and others were thrown together on the top floor of Stevenson Towers North. Terry and Bob helped me recall the songs that were on the playlists of the colorful cast of characters that we lived with and that we socialized with. So, Jim, get us started.
All right. The first song we're going to do is probably the most definitive anti-war song. It's by Edwin Starr, his 1970 recording of War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Say it again.
The song was first recorded by The Temptations, but releasing it as a single was deemed too risky for one of Motown's biggest acts. When Rare Earth turned it down, you know, they were doing a lot of those kind of songs back in the day, an up-and-coming Motown singer by the name of Edwin Starr made it into an international hit and won a Grammy. And by the way, War was written by Barrett Strong and producer Norman Whitfield, who had previously written and composed the Marvin Gaye hit I Heard It Through the Grapevine. Here is Edwin Starr singing War.
Again. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Good God, y'all. Oh, my gosh. What a song.
Yes.
And there's really this very funny scene in Rush Hour between Chris Tucker where he's dancing and Jackie Chan and singing. I just love that movie. But that scene, I think, really is funny. So, Mark, you got a twofer?
I do. So I have a question for you. Do you know what M9 means? And is there a gun? Is there like a military weapon called M9?
No, okay. I really don't know.
All right. But do you know what M9 is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, for my 12th floor doormates, it was the button on a jukebox that played Shotgun by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And that jukebox was located in the basement lounge that we fondly called the Tune Room.
You know what? That was my guess. I should have said it.
Well, M9 got a lot of pushes. Junior Walker, and that was his stage name, by the way, specialized in raw, sax-driven R&B and Detroit soul. He supposedly wrote Shotgun after observing kids at a club doing a new dance. And it was also the first time Junior Walker ever sang on record. So let's push M9 one more time and follow with another Junior Walker favorite that all my NAU friends came to know as Rob Antile's song. And that song is I'm a Roadrunner.
Hey!
All right. Just a reminder that you're listening to That Classic Rock Show on WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7.
Hey, you know, Mark, from the late 1960s to the early 1970s, few bands could get the audience up and dancing 1 minute while delivering socially relevant songs the next. That band was Sly and the Family Stone. They borrowed from rock, funk, jazz, and other sources to create music that appealed to both black and white audiences. Yet, despite the band's 1993 induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, their memory is forever dogged by Sly Stone's reputation for erratic behavior and showing up late and sometimes missing shows. And ironically, that was not the case of the infamous 1970 Chicago Grant Park concert that ended in a massive riot. Mark, one of your NIU friends was there, right?
Yes, that's right, Jim. On July 27th, 1970, Sly and the Family Stone had arranged a free Goodwill concert in Chicago's Grand Park. A crowd of about 35,000 arrived, and they arrived very early, drinking, doing bad drugs, and they grew restless under the hot sun. And when an unknown opening act took the stage, the agitated crowd thought that Sly and the band had skipped out of another show. And my college friend Rob was there, actually a day before he was returning to the NIU campus. He was a real believer in what the counterculture stood for, but he felt very differently after witnessing a massive riot. And it wasn't over something like race or politics. It was over a free concert with a scheduling misunderstanding. And it was pretty violent. They ruined the band's equipment. They attacked police. They overturned cars, everything. So? Okay, so let's recall the Calmer Days by playing the band's number one hit song, Everyday People, a socially relevant tune with lyrics that still reverberate.
Yeah, very good. I love Sly. And I love the solidarity message of that song. And Mark, did you know that Billy Preston played organ on it?
No, actually I didn't. But you couldn't pick a more capable guy to play in your band. I mean, just look how valuable he was to the Beatles.
What was the name of that band? The Beatles?
The Mop Tops.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. All right, well, as we all know, there was significant racial tension in the 1960s. I think we all know that by now. But there was a segment of the NIU student body that did not take kindly to soul music. But soul and R&B were beloved by most of the college guys I bonded with, so here's a really good story. My floor mate, Rob Antile, got roped into being part of the NIU Homecoming Entertainment Committee. There were several acts on the ballot to play Homecoming, but Rob and his soul-loving Southsider stuffed the ballot in favor of Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and they ended up playing the NIU Homecoming. Rob's fondest musical memory was standing on the gym floor just 10 feet from Smokey singing Baby, Baby, Don't Cry. So for Rob, here is that song to relive that special moment.
Nothing so blue as a heart in pain. Nothing so sad as a tear in vain.
Boy, that was smooth. He is smooth, Smokey.
Love Smokey. Love Smokey. I think I'm going to do a future show on some of those guys. Al Green, I think, Smokey Robinson,
oh, yeah.
Otis Redding, and and Marvin Gaye.
Can't go wrong, Jim.
No. You know, just going back to NIU, I have a lot of special memories there. Several of my friends went to that college, and Dennis Ryan, a good friend, RIP, rest in peace, Dennis. Mark Clark, Gary Kubitz, and Pat Smith all went to NIU.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I know those guys.
So I went up there quite often just to imbibe, I guess is the right word. But they used to have a lot of great concerts up there. And I saw Frank Zappa. They had him at NIU. And Frampton played at NIU. Marshall Tucker. You guys got a lot of good bands up there. Who did you see?
I didn't see anybody.
You didn't go?
No. I primarily came home for the weekends. You know, the problem was in the winter, we were out. They kept building Northern Illinois out farther and farther into the cornfields, and they had no bus service when I went there. So there was really not that much to do. You know, it was, you know, 0 degrees with, you know, a 30-mile-an-hour wind, and I would come home a lot for weekends, and it actually was kind of a commuter school. I don't know if it still is, but they did have great, and here, I mean, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And I know they had a theater. I think it was called the...
The Egyptian.
The Egyptian. That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I just photographed at the Egyptian. It was,
you did?
Yeah. Mark Volman of the Turtles was there. Gary Puckett. The Archies. Remember the Archies?
Of course.
Sugar. And who else was there? Gary Puckett. So,
you know, that song was a lot more risque than people realize.
Which one?
Sugar.
What was so risque about it?
Well, we can't talk about it. This is a family show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway, I had a lot of great memories of NIU driving up there, and just a lot of fun. But yeah, the music up there was always good. Did you do anything at the radio show? Were you involved with their radio show?
No, there? No. I was a zoology major.
Was it biology or zoology?
It was actually zoology.
Okay.
So, and that got me nowhere, but...
You're a real nowhere man.
Well, it got me somewhere, and then that got me nowhere. So.
Well, I'm sure you enjoyed it, but you got your degree from Loyola.
I got a minor in chemistry, and I majored in biology. And I went to 1 year of the Illinois College of Optometry. But I think I've told you this before, I was more interested in Pink Floyd than Pink Eye, and I got pulled out after my first year. I was just too into music, so, okay.
Well, anyway, enough of down memory lane.
Enough of chit-chat. Okay, so you've been listening to part one of That Classic Rock Show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, and available on demand 24/7.